Hi folks, this is my Mayday's Boo for day 14, I think.
Yeah.
And really, there's not a great deal to say, so I'm just doing a general boo of us chatting about stuff. So if you can either listen or not, really. It's not going to be much. But I like to keep the habit up of doing these Maydays. Because I'm a bit perfectionist in that way, actually. If I miss a day, you know, I'm a bit like, oh, I missed a day.
Oh, that'd be terrible.
I don't want to miss a day, you know. I'm a bit funny like that. So do feel free to sort of not listen to this if you don't want to. Hope everyone's well. I don't know if any of you have noticed the new update means that you now basically, you can now listen to Boos and not have to have an account. I don't know why they changed that originally. You know, I don't know why they made that so that you had to have an account to listen. But now it seems like they've taken that away, so that's quite good going.
But they think
so. Absolutely it was. I don't know why they put it in the first place. It's crazy. It was interesting. I found Sam's topic about recording interesting yesterday. Because obviously we all sign up to these terms and conditions of how we're going to use the content that we record on here and things, and I don't ever look at them, you know, I don't ever read them, which is really bad. But it means in theory I could get into quite a bit of trouble if I did something that was not in the rules. So I wonder whether anybody has actually read them and whether you could give me any tips about, you know, what not, you know, just as a general. I mean, I'm quite interested in it as a general topic really for discussion. And again, it's a bit like, you know, photographs. You can take photos in certain places and not in others. But photographs are sort of perceived as more popular than sound, which I think is a real shame, actually. Because I love my binaural microphones. Because what I've noticed is, literally, you can record something and it literally sounds exactly as it did at the time when you were recording it. So as you were experiencing that situation, that's what that is like. And as a medium, I think it's really powerful because sound is really, I think, underestimated. I think a lot could be done through, you know, helping people with memory boxes or maybe people even who've, you know, had dementia or who've had something where they struggle to remember stuff. Or even where they can look back at their lives and think, oh, you know, let's have a picture of this situation and a sound to go with it. I think it's a shame that actually more isn't done with that. Because it adds to the experience, I think. It adds to people's memories.
Well, it's
like
looking back at past booze, isn't it?
Yeah,
thinking,
it is.
Oh, yeah, I remember that day. Oh, God, that was an awful day.
Yeah.
That was, or, oh, yeah, that was fab, that was.
Mm. Yeah, and I really think it's underestimated.
And that's why we're using our Olympuses and doing a recording. We're trying to keep at least one recording every day.
Oh, yeah. Have you talked about the presets? I've not talked about them on here, actually.
No.
Basically, yes. I'm glad you said that, Sam, because it's something we can discuss about that. So, yeah, basically, on the Olympuses, I don't know about all of them, but on the majority, I think, there's a timer where the Olympus will turn on and record at a certain time and turn off at a certain time. So Sam and I have got ours set so that it will go off. There's three, you can set it three times, basically, a day. So we've got basically six slots in the day when our recordings will be happening.
Mm-hmm.
And we decided to keep them, the best ones, obviously don't keep all of them, because some of them were sleeping, which is embarrassing, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're keeping them as a sort of memoir, really. A bit like a diary, I guess. And it's really interesting to sort of listen to yourself, especially when you don't remember your recording.
Yeah.
In that way. So, I mean, maybe one day I'll put that up, one of them up as a boo. It depends what we're talking about, really. It's hard to gauge every day what we've done. But perhaps one day I'll put one up, just to sort of give you an idea of what it's like. But, it's, I suppose, it's a bit like a Big Brother situation. You're sort of like looking at your life, sort of literally, I suppose, because you're saying, oh, like yesterday there was one of us in the garden while the cleaners were in, and you just sort of, you know, get the sense of what life was like. And yes, so it's quite good. So really today has been spent doing quite a lot of sleeping, because our sleeping and eating patterns are really not great at the moment. We couldn't get into town. We were meant to go to lunch, but we couldn't make it because the taxi didn't turn up. So that was a shame. But and then I've just had a meeting, voluntary work, which was quite interesting. It's about our new, we're going to change our rotor system around a little bit, which I quite like. So that's, yeah, that was a good meeting. And then I've just come back now, and of course I'm feeling stupidly awake. And I've been made a lovely cup of tea. And that's pretty much it, really, guys. So, Kate's having a bit of a hyper moment, bless her. The birds are all good. Frankie came in and said hi to me when I walked in, which was nice. And that's about it, really, guys. So I will send this off. Hope you're all okay, and we will speak to you tomorrow. Bye for now. Time remaining. 53 minutes. Time published. Button.